President Biden nominated David Chipman this spring to lead the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives. Now, 5 months later, the president is pulling Chipman's nomination in the face of opposition from gun rights groups and senators on both sides of the aisle. NPR Justice correspondent Ryan Lucas has been covering this and joins us now. Hey, Ryan.
Hi there.
All right, so what has the White House said about this decision?
Well, President Biden said in a statement that he thinks Chipman would have been an exemplary ATF director, someone who would have accelerated the agency's work cracking down on things like illegal gun trafficking. And he criticized Republicans for being united in their opposition to Chipman's nomination. But it was always clear that Chipman had a very narrow path to confirmation in the Senate, which, of course, is evenly divided 50-50 between the parties. And Senate Republicans have been united in their opposition to Chipman. And that meant that he would need the support of every Democrat and independent in the Senate, plus the tie-breaking vote of Vice President Kamala Harris to get confirmed. And for months now, it's been clear that a couple of Democrats, including Joe Manchin of West Virginia, John Tester of Montana, had concerns about Chipman. But I'm told the ultimate holdup came from independent Angus King, who was lobbied hard by gun groups in his home state of Maine.
I can imagine. Okay, well, the thing is, ATF has not had a permanent Senate-confirmed director in, like, 6 years. I mean, over the past decade and a half, there have been a number of different acting directors. Can you just explain for everyone, why is this job so difficult to fill?
It's funny that you say that. Chipman himself, a few years ago, described the confirmation process for ATF director specifically as walking into a buzzsaw, and that's what this has been. Gun violence prevention groups were ecstatic when Chipman was nominated. Chipman worked for more than two decades for the ATF. He became a prominent and very outspoken gun control advocate after that, and that really set him apart from previous nominees. But it also made Chipman the target of intense opposition from gun rights groups like the National Rifle Association and others who painted him as a radical. And they lobbied hard to try to torpedo his nomination. And this is something that we have seen play out time and time again over the past 15 years or so. Gun rights groups and manufacturers have consistently pushed back against ATF nominees, including even former President Trump's nominee, who was a former head of the Fraternal Order of Police.
Indeed. Well, the thing is, President Biden has described gun violence in this country as an epidemic. He has vowed to tackle the problem. What do you think the end of Chipman's nomination might mean for this administration's broader efforts at this point?
Well, talking to gun control advocates, they certainly see this as a setback. The ATF director job is an important job. The agency, of course, is responsible for enforcing gun laws in this country. It's understaffed. Morale is not great. Some say ATF has lacked vision and political support, and in large part because the agency hasn't had, as you said, a confirmed leader in years. And that, of course, appears unlikely to change anytime soon now that Chipman's nomination is no longer current. But the administration's efforts to combat gun violence are not hanging solely on a new ATF director. It has other moves in the works. For example, it's pledged to free up federal funds for state and local law enforcement to hire more cops and also to help fund job opportunities for young people and at-risk adults. And the Justice Department, for its part, has launched a strike force in five major cities to combat illegal gun trafficking. But certainly, yes, the ATF director is a big job. And of course, we will have to wait and see who Biden puts forward as his new nominee.
That is NPR's Ryan Lucas. Thank you, Ryan.
Thank you.